Welcome to the Marketing Happy Hour podcast, sponsored by Shelby & Company, Inc. Your host is Shelby Joyner, CEO and marketing professional. Grab your favorite cocktail and let's get started. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about the history of Shelby & Company, Incorporated. I always find it interesting to share this story with people who know me now and didn't really know me 10 years ago whenever I started my career. So I kind of want to talk about how I got into the career world post high school and then how I have gotten to where I am today. Right out of high school, I decided to get my real estate license. I was an assistant to a realtor in high school. And when I was 18, I was like, I don't really want to go to college. I kind of want to start making money. And for some reason, I thought real estate was that way to go. And that was in 2012. And that, let's just say back then, people didn't really think 18-year-olds knew what they were doing, even though I had like 3 to 4 years of experience underneath my belt. They didn't really care because 18 and they just wanted to deal with real estate agents that have been doing it for like 20 years. I felt like all the old school agents got all the business because they had the most experience. So while I was doing that, I couldn't really sustain myself financially because I had desk fees and all that kind of stuff. I started teaching Zumba. And if you know what Zumba is, a Latin-based dance workout. I had done that growing up too. Me and my mom would go to Zumba classes. So I found that to be a really fun way of me getting out of my little introvert shell. I would get up in front of ladies and we would dance and work out, and I developed relationships in that way. I taught at different studios. I taught at some of the country clubs, and I did 10 classes a week for 2 years with that. I made a lot of money. Made way more money than what I ever did in real estate. I kept my license active for a couple years, and throughout the career that I was in real estate, I sold one house for $2,500 commission. It took 6 months to get the buyers to actually choose a house and get into closing. So now looking back, $2,500 over a course of 6 months is really not that great. But I just remember being super excited for putting something over $1,000 in my bank account. I had like a goal back then of like, okay, I want to get more than $1,000 in my bank account because I had never done that before. And so during all of this, I also had a window tint shop open with somebody else, and it was their dream. And so I was helping them pursue their dream with the window tint shop. And that's when I kind of got into marketing and understanding like the differences of, you know, what works and what doesn't work. And this was, again, 2012 to 2013. And back then, social media was around, but it wasn't used. So I'll describe what we used for marketing back then. So 10 years ago, we did Yellow Page ads, and we would do Craigslist ads, free Craigslist ads, which seems so sketch now, right? And I would also do a lot of like networking events, chamber ribbon cuttings, all of that. So that way, that in-person marketing was really something that helped us grow our business because I became the face of the business, and people would come in and they would deal with me. They would understand like, oh, hey, she's the one that's going to help me and she's going to want the price. And also we did TV advertising, and hardly anybody does that anymore, but that was really good for our commercial and our residential business to be able to reach those people that were at home, the older people that wanted their homes tinted, and that kind of thing. So when we first started the business, we went really old school is what I call it now, that old school hard copy marketing of we did Yellow Pages, Craigslist ads, and then also like TV promotional stuff. So after the first couple years, that stuff was working really well. That business grew to six figures within the first year of like just with all those marketing efforts. And then we expanded our business into like a new location. We hired some employees, which was really fun. And then Facebook, again, it was around. Facebook was around, but you could make a profile like a friend profile for your business. So that's kind of what the trend was about 2014-ish. And I did that, and I kind of, you know, made that into something for our business where people could follow us and see photos. And it was important to post that on social media. In about 2015, overnight, Facebook decided to come out with these things called fan pages, and that's what we use for business now. They've come a very long way in such a short amount of time. And I remember they said, okay, we're going to take all of your friends and we're going to create this fan page for your business, and they're all going to become fans, and people are going to like pages, and people are going to follow you. Like, oh man, that's strange. Okay. And they gave us a 24-hour period to get all this stuff changed over, or everything that we had put on social media or on Facebook was going to be deleted. So I was like super stressed. So I get everything changed over. I learned the new format. I learned that the more we post, the better it is. People were engaging. People were kind of learning. I was teaching our customers that were coming in, like how to leave us reviews on Facebook. That was before Google reviews were really popular. How to leave us reviews on Facebook, how to tag us on Facebook, and that kind of stuff. So that co-marketing and tapping into those other audiences, I understood that from the very beginning and how important that is, because that's still very important today. So then I had like some of our friends that own businesses, and I would do some of their graphics for their vehicles, or I'd do some magnets for their doors, or I would do some business card design, logo design, stuff like that, because I had done that for our business. And I would help them like develop this online presence. And once I split from the window tint shop, I was like, well, I don't want to go work for anybody else. I need to do something that I'm good at. And what I'm good at is marketing businesses and growing businesses and coaching people how to do their business better. And so in 2016, I opened up what was called Expose Marketing and Branding Agency. That was the first name I had used for my business. And I was one of the first agencies in Arkansas to offer social media management for small businesses. So back then I was super cheap because I didn't know how to price myself, but honestly, we were all figuring the shit out together. So it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to try it this way. I put like these random packages together that people could, choose from and stuff like that. And then, you know, whatever their budget was, I'd say yes to everybody that came on board. And I was just really trying to figure all of it out while also going through a huge personal change in my life and trying to figure all of it out at the same time. So it was a lot. So I had Exposed Marketing and Branding Agency. I had quit the window tint shop. I didn't do Zumba anymore because my body just was torn down. I wasn't doing real estate anymore. So I was fully and solely focused on Exposed Marketing and Branding Agency. I had sold Herbalife at the same time during this transition because I wasn't making any money, and that was before all the nutrition clubs were open around Central Arkansas. And so I would make enough money for to sell Herbalife to like pay my bills and like buy more Herbalife shakes because I was so broke. Like my business was not taking off as what I was wanting it to. So then fast forward to now, so that was 2016, so like 7 years later, here I am. I rebranded to Shelby & Company back in 2018 because I wanted to be like recognized with my name, and so I just wanted to be like, hey, I'm Shelby. So that's how, like, if you meet me in person, hey, I'm Shelby, you know, like I just introduce myself as Shelby, and I want people to know like I am my business and like my brand is me. And so I wanted it all wrapped in together. I also own like a marketing agency plus a sign shop and everything outside of like just social media stuff. I wanted it all to be wrapped up underneath the same umbrella. And that's why I have Shelby & Company Incorporated. I think that was the best thing that I did for my business, was rebranding it to myself and being able to kind of co-market with like my personal brand versus my business brand. And I absolutely love it. And now I'm here marketing, like I help over, well, I think I did the numbers the other day. It was like 400 and something clients since 2016. How insane is that? Now, the very first clients got, you know, my OG clients, they got the deal. Now I'm super experienced. I have a team that works for me. And so now it's like, okay, I have some of my OG clients still, but like the new clients that come on board, I want them to understand like where I came from. And I always use that in my selling technique of like, this is where I came from. I was there from the cusp of social media. I may be young and I may be a millennial. I hate that term, but I also am like in that age of where like I knew what it was before social media. And I pay attention to what social media is doing now and how we can make that relevant to your business. And I will throw in there that, you know, marketing nowadays is kind of going back to that hardcore or hard copy, like in-person marketing, referral marketing. So never lose sight of that while you're also building your online presence. So Shelby and Company can help you with your branding, with your social media, with your website, with your graphic design, anything like that. The team would love to help you sit down, consult with you. You can reach out to us on social media or you can reach out to us on our website, and we would love to schedule that with you.
We hope you learned a lot in this Marketing Happy Hour podcast episode with CEO Shelby Joyner. Remember to follow us on social media at Shelby and Company INC. Share this podcast with your fellow business friends so you can challenge each other to be the best versions of yourselves every day. As Shelby always says, you can't inspire other people if you don't inspire yourself.